Hi, Shrimp. I knew where Mr. Pom Pom went. Are you taking food and hoarding it? Oh, nope, you're just gonna drop it. You're creeping with your food. Oh, where are you going?
I'm back.
Hello, I'm talking to my shrimp.
It's a cute little shrimp.
There are four little shrimps. And my pom pom crab, I can't figure out where he went, but he'll be fine. He'll come manifest eventually. Alrighty. Let's do this thing because I left my kids with my husband. Hope his sanity can handle it.
Welcome back to the Book Like Podcast with your host, myself, Mo, my best friend, Abby. Today we are just, well, running through a listicle, but not even one that we made. So I received an email from Audible that said, here are our top 100 best fantasy listens of all time. And I was like, oh, that's a really interesting list. And I said, Abby, we should go through this list and we should criticize it or discuss it, one or the other. So we are going to run through the list and we're going to say if we have read it or not read it, if we want to read it or not read it, and kind of go from there.
All right, sounds good. Let's do it.
All right. First book on the list is called Jay City by Fonda Lee. In this fantastic world, heavily inspired by Asian history mythology, jade is the ultimate currency, viable not only for its beauty, but for its use by Cretan warriors to augment their magical abilities. Haven't read it. I'm sold by that description, though.
I have seen that trilogy because it's a trilogy, and
oh,
that's the
okay.
first book. I've seen it like all over BookTok and BookTube and things like that. I'm really interested in reading it someday.
But you haven't read it yet.
I have not read it yet.
What is the next book on the list, Abby?
The Changeling by Victor Lavelle. Only Victor Lavelle could write and narrate this brilliant, terrifying amalgamation of myth, folklore, and Lovecraftian horror for the modern age, all set in contemporary New York City. No thanks.
Sounds good. Yeah, sounds okay. If you guys have listened to that book, let us know. But apparently neither one of us say yay. Oh, man. Oathbringer by Brandon Sanderson. You know, when I think about Oathbringer, I think about Warbreaker? War Oath?
Warbreaker.
Yeah. Kate Redding and Michael Kramer make this absorbing volume to Sanderson's Stormlight Archives shine with narration that's nothing short of magical. Oh, man. I know people love Brandon Sanderson and the Stormlight, but after reading Warbreaker, like, that book about killed me.
Yeah. And I've read a bunch of his, like, YA stuff now, and I really like Brandon Sanderson writing YA, but I don't like him writing adult because I feel like adult he just gets way too much into like the lore of his own world. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I feel like as an author, knowing more about the lore of your own world helps you build it in, but like the absolute info dumps are what I can't stand. You know?
I think that's what I struggle with Brandon Sanderson. Funny enough, there's going to be another book on this list by him.
I don't imagine that.
Next.
So this is Who Fears Death by Nnedi Okorafor. Okorafor brings a literary edge to this novel set in post-apocalyptic Africa, where tribal wars still bloody the land and a young girl's greatest gift endangers her very existence.
So I did read Noor by this author, and I love that as an audiobook. Fascinating concept. I would read this book. I thought Noor was great. So this would jump on my list. You, though, you read some books by this author because I bought them for you and you didn't like them.
Yeah, I'm looking her up real quick.
The Benti books.
Benti, that's what it was. Yeah. I read the first of the Benti books and
you loved that one.
I thought it was interesting. My issue with it is that there wasn't enough world building for me.
I like this. We just went from Brandon Sanderson The ultimate world builder. Bobby, Brandon Sanderson, you got too much world building to Okafor. Okorafar, and you're like, there's not enough world building for me, sorry. Like you went to two extremes here, you know that?
I don't like either extreme. I need something in the middle, because, like, I don't need giant info dumps, but I do need you to make me care about the characters that you're about to kill off. Because that's what happens in Binti. Like, it's kind of, like, glossed over that she made friends with a bunch of people, and then they die, like, 2 seconds later, and you're like, okay, and why do I care? Because you didn't make me care, you know? So, like, I was disappointed in Binti because there wasn't any, like, depth to bring me in to make me feel for the world and the people. Because, like, the concept itself was fascinating, and I loved that. Yep. But it was just the writing style that I couldn't get past. And so, like, again, this book, Who Fears Death, sounds really interesting. But is it going to have enough world building for me?
I like how you're like, I'm skeptical about this one. I just don't know if I can make a commitment.
Yeah. What do you think?
I would read it. I like Nor. I would try this one too. All right. Now, I do have to admit, I would not buy it because I would get it from the library because I don't want to own any more of the books. I wouldn't reread them. I would read it once.
Yeah, I feel like this is one that if it popped up in my library apps as, like, I could get it right then, and I was feeling like reading something like that, I would get it. But I don't know that I'd actually, like, buy the book.
Yeah. Oh, the next book on the list is another Brandon Sanderson book. This is Mistborn, which, by the way, I apparently own this book, and I have no idea where it manifested in my library, so I brought it upstairs. I don't think I'm going to listen to it, but I think I'm going to read it, because I own it.
You'll have to let me know what you think of it then.
Yeah.
Because right now I have zero interest in anything adult Brandon Sanderson.
I know. I'll let you know. Oh, the next book. Oh, God bless the next book.
Spinning Silver by Naomi Novik. If you didn't listen to our episode on this, you need to go listen to our episode on this because I adored this book so much. It's one of my favorite books. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I own it.
I didn't listen to it. I definitely read it. Did you listen to it too?
No, I read it.
Okay. Yeah. I can definitely buy listening to it. Oh, man. The next book is The Eye of the World by Robert Jordan. I've heard a lot about this book. Detailed world building and exquisite narration combined to create one unforgettable story of this acclaimed saga that follows five strangers on a journey through the unknowable wilderness. It's a Wheel of Time book, which I have never read a Wheel of Time book. Have you?
I haven't. I actually owned this particular book for a while, but I tried to read it a couple times, but it was,
Oh, you know what? I might own this book. It might be on my bookshelf. Oh, look. Well, is it? Wait, is that it? No, that's New Spring. Okay. I have the prequel or something.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I bought that thinking that was the first book, even though it was published later and you don't. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those books that was, like, gifted to me. And I feel like if I had gotten into it at the time it was gifted to me, I could have really liked the series. But I didn't try to actually read it until, like, a decade after it was gifted to me.
Yeah.
And at that point, like, the writing style is a little bit older, and it just was no longer for me.
And you're like, meh.
Yeah. It was definitely one of those, I'm not going to get into this. I can already tell.
Yeah, see? I have this one. The eagerly awaited prequel to the time of year. I'm like, why did I buy this one? Well, I mean, the prequel, I guess I understand why I bought it. But also, yeah, kind of like I have George R.R. Martin, Game of Thrones back there. Can't guarantee I'm going to read that book ever. The next book. This one sounds interesting.
Yeah, The Land Foundation. That is the name of it. Or Foundling, I'm sorry. Foundling? What is it? Hold on. The title is kind of obscured by only from Audible.
Oh, yeah. The Land, it's called The Land Founding by
The Land Founding, yeah. Okay. In this essential listen for lit RPG fans and newcomers alike, narrator Nick Podell's lively performance shines amid a richly developed soundscape as gamer Richter fights his way through a perilous kingdom.
So Nate's been really intriguing me with some lit RPGs, and we've been listening to Dungeon Crawler Carl together. I would try this one. I would definitely, I think, get into it.
I would read it if it was recommended to me by somebody whose recommendations I trust.
These things are true.
But it's not a book that I would just like pick up on my own.
Well, I will take the sacrifice. I will sacrifice my ears and I will give you a listen and give you a review at some point in my life.
All right, that sounds good.
In the next 50 years. The next book is The Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss. So I never have read these books. Your Spellbinding Tale is a modern take on the hero's journey combining medieval culture, theology, wizards, and more. It's made all of the immersive with the narrator Nick Podell's impressive range. So same narrator as the guy before. Yeah, I think this is a book on my list I want to read this year.
I think I have it marked as like want to read, but I couldn't tell you a thing about it other than I know a lot of people on like BookTube and stuff have read it.
Yes, I would like to read it. I guess I would like to recommend to myself to get it on audio. I want to read it this year. I have a lot of epic fantasies. I'm actually listening to a really good epic fantasy right now.
Oh yeah, what you listen to?
I am listening to The Shadow of What Was Lost by James Islington. Really good. Super duper, like, much good.
Interesting. All right. The next two are both by J.R.R. Tolkien. It will surprise nobody. The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. I'm pretty sure everybody knows about these two.
Wow. I kind of want to get... Okay, so the way they describe... Here, his magnum opus, as it was meant to be told, through the multifaceted dynamic performance of the Rings alum and Andy Sarkis. I've read these. I would love to listen to them, though.
I would love to listen to them, but I don't think I could physically sit down and read the Lord of the Rings trilogy again.
Oh, no.
I could read The Hobbit again, but I couldn't read the Lord of the Rings trilogy again.
One of my friends asked me, she's like, do you think my 8-year-old son would like the Lord of the Rings? I'm like... Ooh, get him The Hobbit first, and then come back and ask me.
Yeah, The Hobbit's got a totally different vibe than The Lord of the Rings does. Yeah.
I like how we're like, ooh, back up. So this next one is not on any of my list. It is called Unsold by Will Wright. Travis Baltry, who, remember, wrote Legends and Lattes, narrates all 12 in Wright's mind-blowing Cradle series, beginning with this unforgettable introduction to underdog protagonist Lyndon, born powerless in a world of magic. I do love an underdog.
Again, this is one that I wouldn't pick up for myself, but if it was recommended to me, I would probably read it.
I'm gonna put that on my list of I would read it. I think I'm actually wanting to read Susanna Clarke's Perenzi, which is the next one, is a spellbinding story made more memorizing by the, wow, that name I'm going to butcher, into the next world. Exquisite performance in the labyrinthine listen we never wanted to end. I like Susanna Clarke a lot as an author.
I don't know that I've read any of her stuff.
She wrote Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell, which I haven't read, but I do own. I know I've read some stuff by her.
I don't think I've read anything by her.
But this is on my things I want to read this year.
Nope, I haven't read anything by her. So I don't know that I have any particular interest in this book.
That's okay. How about Game of Thrones?
Boo!
Obviously, I have not watched it, listened to it, or anything. Next! Art of Kuang's Babel, a dark academia fantasy about languages meant to be heard in audio. And narrators Chris Liu Kam Hoi and Billy Fla Brown are pure perfection as they explore the secret world of alternate Oxford. I love this book. If you want to listen to it, it's on my Libro account. Oh my goodness gracious. Like, it is totally different from her other R.F. Kuang books, or totally different from her other books. I loved this book, and it was A little bit heartbreaking, honestly.
I think I'd be up for listening to it, but I wouldn't like physically read it.
It's a big book.
Yeah. The Blade Itself by Joe Abercrombie. Abercrombie's wild account of old rivalries and new conspiracies unspools at a breakneck pace along after barbarian Logan Ninefingers finds himself with nowhere left to hide.
I am going to read. Is this behind me? No, I have Bester Co. So this is upstairs. I'm going to read this book as a book. I do want to read this book.
This one's been sitting on my shelf for several years now, and I can't bring myself to read it because I know it's a darker book. And I'm just like, I'm not in a headspace where I want darker books at all.
Yeah,
I'm
I
just
get
like, I
that.
need happy, fluffy, light things with pretty magic and maybe a little bit of romance, but like, I don't want anything heavy right now.
Yeah, I still want to read it though. I don't know. I really enjoy these big old epic fantasy books so much. Oh, okay. So the Sandman by Neil Gaiman. Okay. I know we got a thing about Neil Gaiman, okay? But I have been told that this recording is phenomenal. So because of that, I would be willing to listen to the Sandman. Okay. All right. Well, let's migrate off to Be the Wizard by Scott Meyer. I think you would like this one. The Lighthearted.
I've read this
See?
one.
Yeah. See? This is a lit RPG.
I think I read like the first five in this series. It's definitely written by a man. I remember that.
Oh. Okay. Is it like boobies? The lady has boobies
Yeah.
like that.
Like the story itself is good, but it's definitely written by a man. So I think I read like the first four or five in the series and they were still coming out. And then I was, at a certain point, I was just like, okay, I'm done.
Oh God. Okay, well then you kind of like decreased my interest to read this book, honestly, as you're like, was written by a man. I'm like, curse those men.
I mean, as long as you're braced for it, it's fine. Like, it was kind of a shock to me when I first started reading the first one, but I was like, okay, I mean, this tracks, it's by a guy. The story's really interesting.
Oh man. Okay.
So, I'll give it that.
The next book. One is my favorite book in the Harry Potter series. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
I'm kind of excited about the new narrations come out, but I'm kind of sad because it's Jim Dale.
I know. I'm like, why do they keep coming out with new narrations? There's already two different versions with two different narrators.
Make money.
Unless they're doing a full cast audio, why are we doing this? You know?
Yeah.
Because I can see a reason to do a full cast audio that I would rebuy the whole series for.
Right?
But just another random narrator, like, why?
Unless you're putting a 30-person cast in this book, we don't care.
Right, exactly. Give me the full cast or nothing, guys.
So, the next book, Stephen King in the Dark Tower, The Gunslinger. Okay, so I've listened to this book with Nate, and the first book is weird, not gonna lie, but it's good. And I'm on the third book with Nate right now, so I don't know if I would recommend it to you to read it. I mean, I like it.
I'll just say this. I have zero interest in anything Stephen King.
Oh, but Fairy Tale's amazing.
Okay, maybe that
So
book.
you know,
But like,
only that one.
I don't do horror as a genre.
Fairy
So.
Tale is not a horror book. It is a young adult fantasy that he wrote.
Okay, that I might be convinced to read, but all his horror stuff, nope.
Yeah. And I mean, this is a horror manifesto. It's very interesting.
All right, we're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we will continue with Audible's Top 100 Fantasy Books list. Talk to you in a minute.
This is the Novel Universe with your hostesses, Dawn and Ashley. We rate and review the newest and most buzzworthy books. We are true book club ladies that don't always agree, but we do enjoy a good book discussion. You can find the Novel Universe on Apple, Spotify, and Google, where we post new episodes twice a month. I'm Dawn, the criticizer of books.
And I'm Ashley, the fantasy architect.
So grab your favorite beverage and join our universe.
And we're back. Let's dive right on in.
Good Omens by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. This is the only Neil Gaiman book that I would currently be interested in reading. And it's just
because of Michael Sheen and David Tennant.
Yeah. It's on my to read list eventually. I do eventually want to read it.
Eventually. I adore Terry Pratchett. And I love every single new recording that Penguin is doing. So Penguin, you're fine, Penguin. You can redo all of Terry Pratchett's books. The Color of Magic, which is not one of my favorite books ever, but I adore all the Discworld books. And it's currently my life goal to own every single one of his books on audiobook.
Yes. The Color of Magic is one that I still need to read because like I started listening to the audiobook and the narrator... The voice the narrator chose for some of the characters was so obnoxious, I couldn't do it.
Was it the old narrator or the new narrator?
I think it was the old one.
Yeah, because the new one is better.
Yeah, I'll try to listen to the new one. I do eventually want to own all the whole Discworld series.
Mm-hmm. I technically own them all on ebook.
All right, the next one is The Night Circus. I have heard of this one. It's one of those books that I'd like borrow from the library to read, but I don't think I would actually buy it for myself, you know?
Yep. I'm pretty sure you gave me this book to read.
I think I did.
You did. But it is narrated by Jim Dale, who did narrate the Harry Potter series.
Oh, see, that makes me more interested.
That might be worth listening to an audiobook.
I think I'd listen to that audiobook, yeah.
Good. Okay, this next book is The Magicians by Liv Grossman. Freaking hate this book. Hate this book. I don't recommend this book. I don't give a crap that they say it's one of the top 100 fantasy. It's a shitty ass book.
I was interested in this book until Mo told me that she wasn't that she hated this book. So, and that was a while ago. It was right after you read it.
Oh my god, I hate this book so much.
Okay, The Wonderful Wizard of Oz.
But it's performed by Anne Hathaway.
Okay, that might convince me to listen to the audiobook.
Oh, I kind of want it now. Actually, I kind of want Alice in Wonderland by Scarlett Johansson. Ooh. Oh, okay. Okay, Audible. I'm seeing what you're doing to me here.
Yep, that's what they do.
Trying to get me with some good actresses and doing some good narrations.
Yeah, I might listen to those. Those would be interesting.
Oh, and Kate Winslet does Matilda. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting too excited. I jumped a few books here.
It's okay. All right. Chronicles of Narnia, C.S. Lewis. Love them.
Yeah. And sound. Amazing.
The Witcher. I have not read any of these books.
Oh, Nate loved the audiobooks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said they were fantastic.
I think I'd be more interested in the audiobooks. I tried to read the actual book, and I couldn't get into it. And I'm like, I wonder if this would be better for me as an audiobook.
Yeah, no, Nate said the audiobook was awesome. He would recommend.
Nice.
Oh, look, this
is I know.
I just talked about that book. Well, the other book. Gosh, I kind of want to buy these on audio, even though I technically have the first book on paperback. You know what I mean?
I listened to the audiobooks of all three of these, the whole trilogy, and they were really good.
Tempt me. You tempt me so much.
I do. Aha. The Once and Future King by T.H. White. If I remember correctly, we both read this in high school.
Yeah, I read this book. I loved it. Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. It's what I did my senior paper on.
One of the very few classic books I'm okay with, like, liking. Oh, here we go. Oh. The Fifth Season by N.K. Jemisin.
Yes.
I love Robin Miles, but I have a love-hate relationship with this series.
Man, it's a rough series to get through, but it is so good. Ugh. Okay, The Bear and the Nightingale. I hated this book.
I will not read the book because you hate this book so much.
I was so annoyed by this book because, like, I wanted to love it so much, and it felt like nothing happened until like the last maybe 20 pages. And then it's not even that much that happens, and you're like, what the hell did I read all this for? Like,
But it got you to read it all.
big, I literally kept reading because I kept expecting something to happen. And I was so annoyed that so little actually happened.
My God, that cracks me up in a bad way.
Drives me nuts.
Oh my God. Storefront by Jim Butcher, I have listened to. It's good. It's the Harry Dresden Files, which, genre-bending thriller combines supernatural fantasy with crime fiction. A part-time investigator wizard and full or part-time prime investigator full-time wizard. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Harry Dresden. He's a little bit too extra for me. But I do love the Jim Butcher. I love Jim Butcher's like fantasy books, like the call the Furies of Calderon.
I
But
read this first one and I was like, eh, that's enough of that for me.
yeah, I understand that.
Outlander by Diana Gabaldon. I remember really enjoying this one.
I loved this book, and then I read the second book, and I thought, wow, I don't like the second book. And then I didn't read any more of the series. I thought I would adore the series.
I was the exact same way because I loved the first one because I read it after you did. And then I tried to read the second and I got maybe two chapters in and I was like, bored out of my mind. I can't do She Who Became the Sun by Shelley Parker Chen. A bold, queer, and lyrical reimagining of the rise of a Ming Dynasty emperor from a fresh voice in literary fantasy, this Hugo and Lambda winner is a must for fans of introspective fantasy.
Yeah, I have never read this, and I don't know anything about this.
So I borrowed the audiobook and I started listening to it and I realized it was darker than I was up for.
Oh.
So it's not a light and cheery book by any means.
Oh.
I think it's good. Like, what I listened to was good. I just was not up for the level of darkness that it contained. So I was like, well, I guess we're not doing this right now.
Man.
See, A Wrinkle in Time by Madeline L'Engle.
So I read the book. I don't think I would be interested in the audiobook. It's definitely for so remember how I had us read a wizard and Ursi? And here's the thing, Abby. I don't like these young adult novels from the 1960s that much.
Yeah, I read this whole series actually in like sixth or seventh grade because my teacher happened to have the books and I really enjoyed them at the time, but I don't think I would enjoy them now.
Yeah. Now, the next one is The Toll Booth by Norton Jester, which is a quirky childhood favorite known for its clever wordplay and wacky characters, has perfect narrator, and the Office's Rainn Wilson, who also wrote the foreword. I don't know who Rainn Wilson is from The Office.
Dwight.
I didn't. Who?
Dwight.
Okay, sure. I don't know. I don't watch The Office. But I love The Toll Booth. I thought that was a great read. Like, I think I read it in sixth grade.
Have not read The Phantom Tollbooth.
Well, you know who Dwight is. Maybe you'll like it.
Maybe.
Maybe.
His Dark Materials by Philip Pullman. Nope, I hated it.
I only liked the first book, and I didn't like the rest of the trilogy.
I only read the first book and I didn't even quite finish it. I got like 80% of the way through and then I couldn't make myself finish because I was so annoyed by how Mary Sue she was.
That's true.
And like I realized she is a child, but literally she never once saves herself. It's always somebody else swooping in like a deus ex machina saving her. And it just drove me up a wall and I hated it.
You're like, I had some issues with this book. Issues. Ooh. Next book is Watership Down.
I've never read it and I don't want to read it.
All is not warm and fuzzy in Skimmedia of Rabbits, impeccably developed by Doctor Who's Peter Capaldi as they face warring factions, oppression, and some terrifying moments in the woods. Oh, it's read by Peter Capaldi. I don't think I can read it. I don't think I can do it.
No. No, everything I've heard about Watership Down makes me go, I never want to read that book. I know you love this next one, though, A Discovery of Witches.
I do. I wish you did love it, because I sure did love it.
I know. I read it. And I tried to love it.
Oh, well, I recommend it, guys. If you haven't read A Discovery of Witches, you know, say World of Magic Unlocked, when academic Diana Bishop comes across a long-lost enchanted alchemy manuscript. I've not read this next book, From Blood and Ash by Jennifer Armentrout.
Armentrout
says narration immerses listeners in layered high stakes adventure with a tale of loneliness and friendship, love, and the power of choice at its center. Okay, well, I kind of like that name.
I've seen it all over the book internet. I don't know that it's ever caught my attention enough to want to read it.
Well, I like
this might be one of those that, like, if I saw it available in my library app while I was in the right mood, I might get it.
Okay. I think this is why. So I'm reading the description. A maiden chosen from birth to usher in a new era. Poppy's life has never been her own. And the life of the maiden is solitary, never to be touched, never to be looked upon, never to be spoken to, never to experience pleasure. Okay. Waiting for the day of her ascension, she would rather be with the guards, fighting back the evil that took her family, than preparing to be found worthy by the gods. But the choice has never been hers, a duty. The entire kingdom of future rests on Poppy's shoulders, something she's not quite sure she's ever wanted for herself, because a maiden has a heart and a soul and longing. And when Hawk, a golden-eyed guard, honor-bound to ensure her ascension, enters her life, destiny and duty become tangled with desire and need. Oh, he incites her anger. Enemies to lovers, your favorite. Makes her question everything she believes and tempts her with the forbidden. A kingdom. Forsaken by the gods and feared by mortals, a fallen kingdom is rising once more, determined to take back what they believe is theirs through violence and vengeance. And as the shadow of those cursed draws closer, the line between what is forbidden and what is right becomes blurred. Poppy not only is on the verge of losing her heart and being found unworthy by God, but also her life when the blood thread that holds her world together begins to unravel.
Oh my God, it's so YA.
I know. It says romance, fantasy romance. Oh, vampires and new adult and fiction and paranormal and young adult and high fantasy and fantasy. Okay.
Oh, that's so dramatic.
Do you like it? Do you like my re-edition of the reading?
I do. Oh, man.
People say it is a SJM clone. It is a kind of like a fourth wing book and like a.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm so glad I got to read that book to you.
Oh, man. All right.
In dramatic reading.
Dramatic readings. Next one is Trail of Lightning by Rebecca Roanhorse.
I actually have this book arriving through Thriftbooks as a paperback.
Ooh, nice. So,
anyway.
You will have to let me know. It looks interesting, but I can't decide if I would actually like it.
Really? It felt a lot like Mercy Thompson. Indigenous Legends of Myth and Beast ground this captivating ongoing series set in the events of a climate catastrophe, blending deep cultural history, apocalyptic fiction, and future fantasy. It felt very Mercy Thompson to me.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Okay. The next book is Every Heart a Doorway by Shannon McGuire. Eleanor West's home for wayward children offers an unusual refuge for youngsters of our world returning from journeys through fantasy lands, and its heartfelt meta take on memory and magic.
I'm interested in this whole series.
Okay, I've never heard of it before.
It's like a 7 or 8 book long series.
Oh dear Jesus. Okay, that's a lot of commitment.
But it does look interesting to me.
Okay.
Wizard of Earthsea. I tried, it didn't happen.
Wow, I like how you went.
I tried, it didn't happen. I even tried the audiobook and I still couldn't get through it.
I mean, I did read this one, and it was okay, and I don't think I would read anymore.
Yeah.
Which I kind of feel bad about. I really want to read Dragonflight again as an adult. So Dragonflight by Anne McCaffrey is melding fantasy with sci-fi. The series Pern ditches the usual medieval setting and the planet for Pern, where dragon-like creatures have been genetically modified by humans to be larger and telepathic.
I remember enjoying Dragonflight. I really liked the series in this world that followed the bards
Okay.
rather than the dragon riders. And it's come to light in the current day and age that there's a lot of consent issues in McCaffrey's Dragonflight books.
That gives me concern.
Just like lots of questionable consent situations.
That gives me much concern.
Well, and like thinking back on those books, I'm like, yeah, no, I can see that. Yeah. So they're not bad books. They were definitely written in their time. But I feel like people should be aware of those. Like the consent issues aren't an issue in the books like Dragon Drums and like that series, because that all deals with the bards or whatever they call themselves, the
Yeah.
musicians. But the actual like dragon rider books, some of them have some iffy consent things going on.
Yeah, I just looked on Reddit and I'm like, and they're like, there's some unhealthy nature of questionable romance encounters in these books. And I'm like,
Well, like I recall the first time reading it, like most of the things I now understand were iffy consent, like just skated past me, and there was only like one instance where I was like, huh. I don't know why, but I don't feel quite right about that. 'Cause I was a teenager. I didn't think that hard about it. But yeah, I mean, it's not to say they shouldn't be read. I'm just like, people should just be aware of that going in.
Couples with huge age differences, where basically a man raised his future wife, come up more than once. 70s
I
wife.
told you.
Let me tell you, 70s Wi-Fi has apparently some issues, because and there's that one author that everyone really likes named Anthony Pierce, who also has the same issues. Well, maybe I don't want to read Dragonflight that bad. Okay. The Lies of Loch Moore by Scott Lynch. Oh my lord. Okay. I read this book because Kim told me to read this book, and I appreciate have read it because I do think back about it a lot. It's one of those books that sticks with you. Lord Jesus, that book was long. And I think I would have done better if maybe like the author had picked it, went from modern to past, modern to past, modern to past. I'm like, what the hell's going on at this point? So I struggled a lot with that.
I have tried to read it 3 times and I have not made it past a certain point.
I do have the copy of your book at my house still.
Yeah, I think it's one of those that I'm just like giving up on. Like, I quit. I've tried.
You gave it the valiant effort.
I did. All right. Assassin's Apprentice by Robin Hobb.
I've not read this book, have you?
I haven't, but I'm interested in reading it if it's the one I'm thinking of.
I would totally. Why not?
I mean, it sounds good.
Hobbes' universe is as intricately imagined as it is immersive. Fitz, the illegitimate son of the royal and gifted magic user, is raised in the shadows until a high-stakes mission comes calling.
Right? Like it sounds good.
I think so too. Oh, I love Sabriel. Also, Tim
I know.
Curry reads his books. So good.
I love Sabriel.
Right? Alana, The First Adventure by Tamara Pierce. That was such a good book.
I actually read that last year. That was really good.
I liked that book a lot.
I want to read more of that series. It's really good.
It's definitely on the things to read. The Blue Sword by Robin McKinley. Shortly after joining her brother in military outpost following her father's death, Harry Crewe comes to find her true destiny may lie with the hill folk, descendants of a legendary heroine. Now, The Wizard's Butler by Nathan Lowell is one I do want to I want to read. It keeps coming up on my list of stuff. Nathan Lowell, strangely soothing fantasy novel, captivates listeners with its excellent narration and intricate details of a job working for a most extraordinary employer.
Okay, I want to read that.
Right?
That sounds interesting.
Well, listeners, it has been about 43 minutes, and we're about halfway through. Listeners, when we come back next time, we will finish up the list, but we hope you've enjoyed our narration of reading through Audible's 100 fantasy essential listens and our critical opinions of how we don't like Game of Thrones.
We'll talk to you next time, guys.
Bye.
If you liked what you heard today and want to help us spread the book love, drop us a rating or a review on the app you use, or share the episode post on your preferred social media. Everything helps. You can also check out our Patreon for some awesome perks like access to our mini-series, a monthly guaranteed episode poll, and much more. You can also find us on Instagram and Twitter under the name The Book Life Podcast. If you'd like to contact us directly, you can email us at thebooklifepodcast@gmail.com. The song is Theme for an Unmade Anime by C8 Benoit from their album Dominique. You can find them on Instagram at C_A_BENOIT. That's C.A. Benoit. And on Spotify under their name, Katie Benoit. Thanks for listening. Till next time.